In the meantime, let's go to Western Australia because today you saw one of Australia's most interesting and innovative companies, but oldest companies as well, and that is the Perth Mint, one of the very few gold smelters mints in the world. I've been there. It's a terrific place. Pre-tax profits up $5 million, $24.9 million, plenty of throughput. And the reason? China. Let's now go to Richard Hayes, who is the chief executive of the Perth Mint. Richard, I mean, it's a great time for you. I mean, Chinese demand, just explain it to me.
Hello, Ross. Thank you for the opportunity. Ross, yes, indeed. China has been a very, very strong buyer of gold over the last 5 or 6 years. With the financial crisis and with their terms of trade with the US, they were very, very long US dollars. And one of the ways to diversify out of that was to swap those US dollars into gold.
And one of the things also has been with the gold price actually picking up, as people have been nervous about some currencies, but the Australian dollar having gone down, it means you've been able to really capitalise on those very strong conditions. Does that play into your favour?
Certainly in Australia it does. A lot of our market is offshore, but certainly Australia is a very important market for us. And the increase in the Aussie dollar price of gold has certainly spruced interest for it in this country.
And just tell me, what about the gold production itself from the mines, Kalgoorlie, all this type of thing? Is there enough gold for you really to keep up with the demand at this stage?
Certainly there is. We will always take more if we can get it. But at this stage, we're refining pretty much all of the gold produced in Australia and from surrounding countries, New Guinea, New Zealand, Fiji, the Solomons and so on.
And you've got plenty of capacity at the mint to deal with that, have you, Richard? You got lots of capacity at the mint to deal with that?
Oh, we do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Our business is very scalable. And certainly if there were additional volumes that came through from Aussie gold miners, we'd be more than capable of taking those.
And tell me this, Chinese buyers of gold, how do they buy their gold? Do they buy it in coins? Do they buy it in bullion? How do they buy the gold?
They buy it in bullion bars mostly. We do sell some coins into China, but by far the biggest volume is by way of bullion bars.
And are we talking the big bars? Are we talking the smaller bars? What's the nature of the general purchase that you'd be making there?
Kilo bars mostly. That's the most popular size in most global markets. And the Chinese market is no different. So it's a bar that weighs a kilogram.
And is it a case that if it's got that Perth Mint stamp on it, the Chinese buyers trust it, just as they might trust infant baby formula, for example? I mean, I know it's a bizarre comparison, but I mean, it is also trying to avoid the fakes that the Chinese consumer is wanting.
Very, very much so. Perth Mint was the first international refinery accredited on the Shanghai Gold Exchange. Perth Mint branded gold is very, very popular and in great demand in China.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great story, no doubt. The gold price tonight sitting just below $1,250 US an ounce. And the chief executive of Perth Mint, Richard Hayes, we appreciate your time here on the program.
You're very welcome, Ross. Thank you.